Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with the eBay. This is Peter. So how are you doing today?
Good. Is there something wrong with my account?
The thing is that, ma'am, yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, okay? And the billing address was changed again and again, so we have put a hold on that. And I believe you haven't made the purchase. I believe you haven't made the purchase. This means, ma'am, it's a case of online fraud. Anyhow, some online fraudsters have got the access onto your information and they are doing this kind of fraud thing. So just try to remember, like recently have you shared any kind of personal details or any financial details to any unknown person?
No, I hope not.
Alright, that's good.
But yeah, I have been compromised. I've been compromised twice.
By whom? Like some, what happened? Can you just tell it, explain it to me what happened?
So about 3 years ago, somebody hacked my whole account, my identity, and now they've done it again in January. In January? Yeah.
Yeah, they have taken all your money out, am I correct?
Hope not.
Oh, that's good then. So, no need to be worried. What we are going to do, we are going to, first of all, cancel the order, then we are going to block those persons. Alright. So, can you please put the call on speaker? Let me generate the cancellation code for you. Can you please put the call on speaker?
Yeah,
and at the moment, ma'am, do you have any kind of networking device with you, like any computer or any laptop, anything like that?
No.
Alright, then we are going to generate the cancellation code on your phone. So the mobile which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
iPhone.
Alright, so can you please open up the App Store on the iPhone? Do you know about App Store?
Yeah.
Yeah, take your time and open it up. It will be a blue color application named capital A on its logo, App Store.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, take your time.
Sorry, what am I looking for again?
Yeah, and now what can you see on the screen now?
I'm just in the App Store.
Oh, that's great. And in the right-hand side, down bottom corner of your screen, do you see anything like search with a small magnifying glass search?
Yep.
Just give a click on the search and type over there the word eBay.
Yep.
Have you written eBay?
Yep.
Then give a space.
Yep.
Then type any desk. ANYDESK. Any desk.
ANYDESK. Yep.
And now just give a click on search. And now what results come up, ma'am? What app do you see? Yeah, just give a click on that. And now do you see a blue color option get? Do you see any option get?
Installing it.
Alright, just give a click. Yeah, just install it. And now it's downloading or it's showing you pending, like something like pending or it's downloading?
Downloading.
Alright. And ma'am, you just told me about those that matter which was happened 3 years ago. So those person have tried to access, like they have tried to hack your phone or like they have tried to connect you with any, with your computer or laptop. Like do you have any computer or any laptop at your home?
I took my whole identity.
And from which device they have took it? Like from this phone or you have, apart from this phone, you have any computer or laptop as well?
It's a new phone and they did it again.
Alright, no need to be worried, ma'am. We are going to help you out. Alright. So do you see it's still downloading or you can see open?
Open?
Yeah, just give a click on open.
Yep.
And now what can you see, ma'am?
Your address.
All right.
Remote address?
Yes, yes. Do you have any pen and paper with you right now?
I've got a pen.
Yeah, so you just do one thing, you just note down this number in a piece of paper. It is going to help you further. It is your cancellation ID. Write the topic heading, it's in cancellation ID, and note down that number. And can you just verify me the number, ma'am?
525-695-042.
It's 525-695 then?
042.
All right. And now what we are going to do, ma'am, we are going to activate this cancellation code. So at the moment, those fraud persons have tried to access your identity, all right. So what we are going to do, for distracting them, we are going to send you a face security warning on the page. So no need to be worried, all right.
Yeah,
so just follow my guidelines, don't need to be worried. And once you will get to see any security warning on the page, in the bottom there will be two blank check boxes. You have to give a tick mark on the check box, then give a click on accept.
Okay.
Yeah, have you clicked on accept?
It says I'm aware of the risk, do not show
just give a tick mark on the both check box. It's a face security warning to distract those hackers. So just give a tick mark on the check box, then give a click on accept. Have you clicked on accept, ma'am?
Yep.
And now do you see accept once again?
Start broadcast or screen broadcast?
Just give a click on start broadcast. And one or two times give a click on start broadcast. And now what can you see? And now just leave your phone as it is. Don't touch your phone. Just leave your phone as it is.
Okay. So.
Yeah, ma'am. And now what can you see on the screen, ma'am?
Still going. 20 seconds.
All right. You just do one thing. You just swipe up your screen from the bottom to the top and come back to the normal home screen.
Okay.
Do it once again and come back to the wallpaper page. Come back to the home screen.
Yeah, I'm there. Yep.
All right. And now you just do one thing, ma'am. You just, first of all, you just open up your settings.
Settings.
Yeah, just open up your settings.
Yep.
Just go to the top of the screen. Do you see your name over there? In the top of your, just scroll to the top of the page.
Yep.
Just give a click on your name.
Yep.
All right. And now there, over there, you will get to see an option like name, phone number, email. Just give a click on that. And now what can you see, ma'am? Have you clicked on that?
Yep.
All right. And now, ma'am, what I'm going to do, we are going to verify you some basic details which those persons have, like, tried to use under your identity.
No.
That's right. The name is Miss Nicole Campbell. This is you. I believe this is your identity.
Yep.
Am I correct, ma'am?
The email
which they are using for this fraud activity is nicolepick76@gmail.com. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So they are using your email, ma'am. They are using your email, ma'am, for this kind of fraud things. All right. So in the left hand side top corner, do you see a back option over there? A blue color back option.
Yep.
on the left hand side top. Just give a click on the back option. And now what can you see, ma'am?
I'm back at settings, my home page.
Yeah. Yeah, just give a click on your name once again.
Yep.
And now do you see any option like payment and delivery?
Yep.
Have you clicked on payment and delivery, ma'am?
Yep, doing that now.
Yes.
Does it have a name, the person that was trying to...
Yeah, we are going to... All right. And now, what can you see, ma'am?
All my Visa cards have failed.
Just give a click on any one of your Visa card which is showing you anything like verify or anything like that. Verify or allow.
There's only one card that works on here.
All right. Then that's great. So you can see, sir, those person.
So what do you want me to do? Remove my card?
All right. No, don't need to remove anything. We are going to block each and every, like we are going to block those persons. But first of all, you just do one thing. You just come out from this and open up your Safari. Let me show you something.
Safari. Yep.
Cheers, Vyalga. And open up your Safari.
Yep.
And do you see in the bottom, there will be a search panel like search or enter web ad, website, anything like that?
Yep.
Yeah, just give a click on that and type over there my, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my.
Yeah.
Then give a space.
Yeah.
Then number one, put one.
Yep.
Then P as in Peter, letter P.
P.
P as in Pinto, P as in Peter, letter P.
Space.
Sorry?
Is there a space?
No. It will all be in one word. And do you see any suggestion come up like my 1P address location?
Yep.
You just give a click on that.
Yep, And now,
ma'am, in a blue color line, do you see what is my IP address location find out here, NordVPN?
Yep.
Yeah, just give a click on that.
Find my IP address.
And just wait. And now I'm going to verify you. Just go to the top of the page, ma'am, where you can see your IP address. Can you see your IP address now? Hello? Yeah, I'm going to verify you the IP address which those person are trying to compromise. It's 49.184.18.98. Am I correct, ma'am?
Correct.
So this is the IP address, ma'am, those person are trying to ask, like this is your IP address. And just beneath that, in a red color line, do you see something is written over there? In a red color line?
Your online activity.
Yeah, you just read it back to me. Yeah, just read it back to me. What can you see?
Find your connection.
This means. Yeah, no need to click on that. Let me explain you what is this. So this means, ma'am, at the moment those fraud persons have got the access onto your IP address, and whatever activity you can do on the internet, they have got the access on that. So first of all, you just do one thing, ma'am. You just simply log in to your email and check that. Do you see any fraudulent mail over there? Any kind of mail from the eBay regarding this order or not? Just try to check on the today's mail.
Hang on.
Yeah, take your time and do it.
Following changes to your Apple were made on the 2nd of March,
164. Uh-huh. And you have done that? Like, you have done that, or it? Hello?
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
done that, am I correct? You done that?
I just used my card
for
McDonald's.
I got it, ma'am. All right, and you just try to go back to the previous page and check all the mails. Do you got the mails? Any mails from the eBay or not?
That's from Apple.
You are not able to see any mail from the eBay. Am I correct, ma'am?
No.
This means, ma'am, those person have got the access onto your mail as well, like they are accessing your mail and deleting each and everything, alright? So, ma'am, we have to block them right now. But first of all, ma'am, just let me tell you one thing, like those persons have tried to buy these gift cards like 3 to 4 times. So, how often do you check your bank statements? Like, do you do online banking to check the bank statements?
Yeah.
So, you just do one thing. You just try to log into your online banking and just do it from the Safari, alright, because Safari is the safest browser. Those persons will not get the access onto your Safari. So just try to log in from the Safari and check each and every statements of yours. If you will get to see any fraudulent charge, do let me know. It might be of $10 or $15 which you haven't made, so please do let me know, alright, and make a note of that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and try to do it from the Safari, all right? Hello?
Do you want me to close?
Yeah, just open up a new fresh tab and do it on the Safari. Take your time.
Okay, so what do I type in?
Just type the name of your bank.
My bank?
Do you know how to log?
Yeah, I can go into my banking app.
All right. And check each and every account of yours. All right. Check it correctly. If you will get to see any fraudulent thing over there. Just go and check each and every account of yours. Just try to go to the accounts page and check. And you just told me, ma'am, like those persons, like 3 years before, like they have tried to get the access onto your information. Am I correct?
They didn't get all my information.
I got it, ma'am. No.
I'm taking it up with the solicitor now.
Do you see any fraudulent statement which you haven't made?
Nothing at the moment.
Alright, you just do one thing. You just go to the accounts page and check. What has happened, ma'am? Like, those person have tried to buy this gift card. But we have put a red flag on that and we have put a hold on that transaction. Alright, so no need to be worried. So just go to the account section and check. Do you see any changes over there, like any changes, any payment which you haven't made? It is showing you over there or not. And ma'am, I believe you have more than one bank, am I correct?
No.
And we just got the, alright. Have you checked all your accounts?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. I'm just shopping, that's all, I'm not at home.
Alright, take your time, ma'am, no need of rush. You can understand, like, it's a case of online fraud, like, do you?
Yeah.
Alright. So please bear with me, ma'am, and just do your work and talk with me. And you're shopping at the moment, am I correct?
Yeah.
And after that, you will go to your home or you will go to your office?
Hi, what do you want me to go to? No.
Hello?
No, it's not.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Yep. Hi.
And now, ma'am, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, ma'am. And right now, we just got the update from the server, like those person that tried to access your NAB account. So do you have any account with the NAB?
We got that.
Yeah, so you just tried to log in to the NAB. Don't log in from, use the app.
They shut the bank, they shut it down, whatever they tried to do.
Who shut that bank?
They shut the account down. Do you have any bags?
Sorry?
Thanks. Oh, I'm just shopping, that's all.
I got it, ma'am. I got it. Take your time. And you don't use...
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. And who used that NAB account?
And myself.
Who used that NAB? Oh, you use it. And right...
Yes,
and you
somebody
just,
tried
yeah,
to
you,
take that $1,400 from your account.
Oh, from that account, from that NAB account, those person have tried to take $1,400 out. And then they have done it. You just do one thing, ma'am. You just open up your Safari browser first. Open up the Safari browser on the phone.
Yeah.
And try to log into your NAB account from the Safari. Try to log in from the NAB. Don't use the app. This app is not safe anymore. Try to log into the NAB from the Safari. Do you know how to do it from the Safari?
No, because I no longer went to the bank.
Oh, take your time. Take your time. And do you remember the login ID password?
No. Too long ago. They've shut the account, so... Not worried.
All right. And do you have the debit card with you of the NAB right now?
No, it's gone.
Oh, it's gone. All right. No need to worry. Then no need to worry. You just come out from this page and open up your setting once again. Open up your settings, ma'am.
Hang on. I'm just at the cash register at the moment.
All right. You just do it. And once you're done, ma'am, do let me know. And once you're done, you just open up your settings. Yeah, take your time. No need of rush. Take your time. And right now, after the shopping gets completed, ma'am, you will go to your home. Am I correct, ma'am?
What am I going into?
You just do one thing. You just open up your settings. Open up your settings on the phone.
Yep.
And now, once you open up the settings, just scroll down the page. You will get to see any option like display and brightness. Do you see any option like display and brightness? Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
All right. And now what can you see on the screen, ma'am?
Hang on.
Hello. All right. Take your time.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm in my settings.
And now just scroll down the page a little bit. And now can you see any option? Yeah, and now, first of all, you just do one thing, ma'am. You just open up the AnyDesk once again. You just minimize this page and open up the AnyDesk. Let me have a talk with my senior manager about this matter. Just wait. Just be online with me.
Or,
You just wait, ma'am. You just wait. Let me have a talk with my senior manager about this matter, like how we are going to start the procedure to block those persons. So just wait. Be online with me. All right?
Okay.
Yes. Just wait. Just wait, ma'am. We are working on your server. All right? Just wait. And you are going to your home right now?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. And at your home, ma'am, like, do you have any computer or any laptop with you?
I have an iPad.
You have an iPad. And apart from that iPad, you don't have any computer or any laptop, right?
I've got a laptop in Queensland.
Oh, I got it. And, oh, no need of worry, ma'am. No need of worry. No need of worry. No need of worry, ma'am.
Can you give me the details of the person that's
Definitely, ma'am. Definitely, ma'am. We will give you each and every details. For the details, we are like working on your server right now. So give me some moves,
yeah.
Ma'am. Yeah.
Sure. I just want to know if it matches up to the person that's compromised me.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, ma'am?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. And right now, ma'am, I just got the update from the senior manager. At the moment, like, you can see that your each and every details is not safe anymore. And it's a case of identity theft. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transfer this call to the National Crime Department, to the NCA, and the NCA department will help you to block those persons, and they will provide you the security, all right? So you just be online with me, all right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes, ma'am. This is Ron Davis from the NCA department. I do believe I'm talking to Mrs. Campbell.
Yes.
All right. How are you doing today, ma'am?
Good that you guys have found this.
Okay. Sorry?
Good that you guys have found this, my account being frauded.
I understand. And that is the reason I have just simply look onto this matter, all right? Now, I do believe the previous colleague whom we were speaking before was polite to you and tried to explain you each and everything regarding this call.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, lovely. Now, you have understood what has been happened. So I just want to explain to you something, ma'am. The thing is that, we have just got, there are two or three platforms where your details has been misused. Okay. And the platforms like, yeah?
This is the second time this has happened. I've been compromised.
Okay.
Yeah, I had my identity stolen, but we'll now go over because, to the
and, yeah,
yeah. Whatever you guys can retrieve, we'll be passing that on.
Lovely. Now, the thing is that last time, when we have just got the notification, last time once you're just getting compromised, you have just do the things, what you have done. You just call the bank, you just change the details, but it is not protected your identity. And what we have just got, madam, we have just found, there will be a lots of people like the branch representative and the different peoples are also involving this matter, right? And that's why your account is getting compromised again and again. You understand? So
yeah.
Basically what is happening? Yeah, you basically what happened? You know that your informations are being stored into the bankers, right? They have the details, what they normally do, madam. They can just, and we have also got a notifications that one of the peoples, because I have a customer whom details is also getting compromised, and we have also found a people from the Sydney branch of the Commonwealth named as Joe Baker, right, who is the chief executive manager of the department of the banking things and the financial platform. She has just stolen some of the details, all right? Now, what she do, she just selling the details to the different hackers of the customers and try to just simply make some funds or try to make some money, understand? So that is the thing we have just founding. In the different branch, there will be a lot of representative arguing in this matter. So that's why we need to just simply take a step so that we can just simply detect all those people, all those hackers from the different location, either from the branch, either. And once we got each and everything, we will just inform you through your email and each and everything. Understand?
Understand.
Yeah. So in the meantime, what you need to do, first of all, we need to connect you to the NCA department. So you just simply open up your, like, any desk application.
Okay.
Onto your home. Yeah. You just simply open up that any desk application where you see the numbers 5265 0045. Do you see the number?
No. So is this in settings or my browser?
What you can see? What you can see, ma'am?
Hang on.
Yeah. You go to the home screen, and once you go to the home screen, there will be a red any desk application which the previous colleague was trying to help you to make download.
No, I'm not there.
You are not able to find it?
So I'm on the home screen. Any desk? Do you want me to go to?
Yeah. Correct. Open that.
Okay. Right now.
Now, do you see the number? Your ID 5256950045.
042.
What is that ID? Yeah.
5256950042 says that just says your address.
Okay. Yeah. It's 042 or 045, ma'am. 042.
Checking my Uber. 042.
042, lovely. Now, let me just tell you one important thing. So this is a security ID. This is the new secure router ID which we have generated. So never share this ID to any other person apart from the technician of our company, right? Now, just give me a moment. Actually, the ID providing me is showing me incorrect, ma'am. Just give me a moment. It's 5256950042. Now the thing is that what you need to do, you just do one thing, ma'am. You just close the any desk page. Close the any desk page properly.
Yeah. Okay.
And again open the any desk. Again open that any desk. Yeah, now once you see any security warning, like I am aware of the risk, look at the bottom. There will be a tick mark box. I trust this call or I am aware of the risk. Can you see that?
Got it.
Yeah, and press on accept then. First you tick I am aware of the risk, press on accept, and then again accept, and then you see any start broadcast. So you need to press the start broadcast twice until you see any timer or any countdown is going on.
Turn it back, me tick one box. Oh, here we go. Got it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Start broadcast.
Yeah, press on start broadcast twice until and unless you see the timer. Can you see the timer is going on? 1, 2, 3, 4, like that? Yeah. That means it is recording the session for the security and recording purpose. Now wait for a second.
Okay.
Yeah. So now you just swipe your screen bottom to top, go to your home screen. And one more time, you just go to your home screen, all right? Now, first of all, I just want to ask you one more thing. Like, we have just got the notifications. There are two banks you deal with, correct? Which have been getting compromised. There could be some suspicious charge.
They
like,
$14 out from my NAB account, but they shut the,
yeah,
they shut the they have account down.
Okay, they have closed the account which you have from the NAB, correct?
Yes, I only have my Suncorp account.
Okay, okay. So in the meantime, what you need to do, just log into your Suncorp one more time, and I just want to verify you something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once you log into your Suncorp account, just do let me know, ma'am. Now, have you logged into your Suncorp account?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I scroll down your page. Scroll down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, once you scroll it down, do you have any account, like any account name with Suncorp Everyday account? Like, do you have any account? Suncorp Everyday Super?
Everyday Options and my Suncorp.
No, Suncorp Everyday Super. Do you have any account, Suncorp Everyday Super?
Yeah, I do.
Click on that account. Press on that. And I just want to ask you, what type of account it is, madam?
What sort of account? It's an Everyday Super.
Okay, it's an Everyday Saver. All right. Now, I just want to verify you the account information, okay? You need to match it whether it is correct or not. It is the account like ending with 7900. Is the account ending with 7900?
Yes.
Correct. Now let me tell you, like, it's an investment account or it's a normal account, ma'am?
It's an investment account.
It's an investment account, all right. But it is not the normal account, correct? Now the thing is that I want to just confirm you one more thing. I have already verified the details. So this account is getting compromised and we have just found there are 7 hackers inside this investment account. Okay. So what we need to do, something interesting, making some kind of tricks onto those accounts. So what we will do, we will just try to manipulate those securities, and what will happen, the hackers who are still inside your account, they are going to be activated and they are going to just simply try to look about the securities which we are going to install, and at the point of time those hackers are trying to just doing something like making a simple mistake, and they are trying to get inside our trap once we just started the firewall seal, which is known as Suncorp security seal, once we are going to be activated. So I just want to ask you one important thing, ma'am, like, which is your main account, like, from where you make some, where you make your payments, your Everyday Option?
0700129639, no spending.
Okay, open that account. Just open that account. Okay.
Sorry,
okay.
They've lost my traffic because I've closed the app. Is that it here?
Okay, no problem. Give me a moment.
567? No, not it. Uber.
Okay, okay. So check, is your Uber has been coming up?
Because I closed my app, it hasn't been able to track me.
Okay.
Hang on, I'll
okay, you received the call.